Case Keenum.
I knew he had a lot of production, and that's an understatement.
Touchdown, Case Keenum.
He's reckless when he plays.
This is insane right here. Explain yourself.
I'm trying to get out of bounds there.
He can stand right in there in the face of pressure.
Not many guys can stare down the gun barrel like this, man.
He's got charisma. He's fun to be around.
What is that you're doing right there? Like a Yosemite Sam?
Having too much fun.
You know what I love about you, Keenum? You got some serious guts, man. Some of these throws you've made from awkward body positions, guys beating right down on you. So these are some of my favorite plays that make me say there is no doubt you're going to be just fine. Not many guys can stare down the gun barrel like this, man, and throw a strike. Bro, that's a great throw. Yeah, I mean, they're coming at you with a stunt dog right up the middle. A lot of people would have bailed on this. A lot of people would have crumbled. I know what I'd have done. I'd have said, hey, punt team. I wouldn't have stood in there, man. That's big time, you hear me? That's big time throw. Who is this we're playing?
Mississippi State.
Okay. We don't like free blitzers. You know, we're in a scat protection. I know we're turning a lot of this over to the offensive line when we're using motion. But you knew you had a free blitzer right here. You scramble. You buy just enough time. And, you know, your ability to make some of these throws from awkward body angles, that's an unbelievable throw. I don't know how you do this. What'd the coach say to you after this play?
I don't remember, but I think I got a little lucky that the guy fell down. Guy made a good route and got a little lucky. Probably shouldn't throw across the body like that, but somehow we made it work.
My point is, this isn't inflated production. This is NFL Pro Bowl production right here. This is some great stuff. This one right here, I don't know who's supposed to block this kid. That's your problem. You know, you better make a note. These A gaps, they should never be stressed, ever.
Right.
Somebody's got to make a gap call come down. At number 60, got to reject that A-gap blitzer. Now to bring the tackle down into the B-gap. But if we make a mistake, we're on the fringe, we don't get a firm pickup. Bro, that's big time right there. You like this?
I do. That was I knew what coverage I got, and I knew I had to get it out quick. Had man-to-man, checked a corner route from that inside receiver, and I knew I was going there the whole time.
Third and goal. Keenum fires. End zone. Edwards, touchdown.
Now the back shoulder fade, was this your favorite throw of your career right here? Because you got excited after you hit this one.
We've been working on it a bunch, and to finally hit it was nice. It felt really good. Felt good coming out of my hands. He had made a great adjustment, and it was one of my favorite.
Who is this kid? Number 83. How come no one's talking about him? What if people not like Houston football? They don't seem to talk about you and number 83 like you guys can even play. Just, every tape I pick up, the balls are like, their balls are rockets. And this 83 guy, he's catching all kind of passes. Post patterns, fly stops, fade routes, quick outs, funnel screens. Isn't that right, Edwards?
We got a lot of film. You know, there's a reason why we won 13 games this year.
Look at your little signal. See, I busted you right there. Is that it? Tap the back of your left leg?
That's our back shoulder signal.
Let me tell you something. This is big time stuff. I don't care what anybody says. I'm accused of liking everybody anyways. Hell, I like Keenum too. I love this Keenum. I like what you're doing here. You're recognizing the technique of the corner this time. What'd you see out there?
Well, they're playing off, and we really don't have the slant. So they're playing pretty base coverage, and so I've got to, you know, he's got to sell the fade, get the guy's eyes, you know, and turn around him running, and he did a good job of running the right route.
And is it a great feeling for you when you work on something in the off season, you go and you probably studied Aaron Rodgers, you probably studied Drew Brees and Rivers throwing all these back shoulder fades, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You probably got all that tape, didn't you? And you worked on it, you and Edwards, you worked on it, and you finally got in the game and you went to it. Isn't it fun when all that preparation and work pays off on game day?
There's a lot of hours that just me and him are on the field, nobody else around, making that same throw. It's nice when the cameras are finally on to do it.
Look at you. thing I liked about this Rice game, after all the rain, right? You told Coach Kingsbury, I can throw it, and you made some great throws in this game, didn't you?
We had a few.
That rain didn't bother you much, did it? That's why you keep watching the film, right?
That's right.
Look at you. Look at you. Hey, Gruden, what do you think of this? Wet enough for you? What is that you're doing right there? Like a Yosemite Sam thing there or something?
I don't know.
Come on, man. What do you think of this stuff?
I didn't.
You're throwing 150.
I ran out of ideas.
You got 155 career touchdowns. What do you say after 117? I'm going to do a Yosemite Sam after I throw another one? Or is this just spontaneous craziness?
That's running out of ideas and just having too much fun.
And do you know who this is at Eastern Illinois playing quarterback? He wasn't even drafted.
It took me a while, but I see Romo.
Yeah.
Tony Romo.
He had people doubting him. You know, let's make a note of Romo. He's from Texas. Isn't he in Texas now somewhere?
He's a Cowboy.
Look at this throw by Romo coming out there to his right. Ooh. Questionable ball security there, but you can see he could fling it at Eastern Illinois. How about this throw right here? Does the draft really matter? I'll bet you a Coke. All right? I'll bet you an FFCA visor. You can't name the top three picks in the draft 2 years ago.
You know, I think we went through it. I know Bradford because he was a quarterback, but
you can't name him. You,
I hey, can't.
That's my point. Does the draft really matter?
3 years ago.
Does it really matter? At the end of the day, at the end of your career, at the end of time, does it really matter? No. Mm-mm. All it takes is one coach that believes in you. Make a note here. Just be ready, because you will get your chance. You like this stuff, don't you? You're going to be all right, Keenum. You just keep competing. You just keep working. Somebody's going to take you. Somebody's not. Somebody's going to be sorry. I got a feeling on that.